Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, May 12th. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices were July corn up 4¾ cents, July beans up 7¼ cents, July wheat up 4¾ cents. Currently, we've got crude oil up 68 a barrel, the dollar is about 9 ticks higher, gold and silver are just slightly higher out here. Exports, we did sell, I think it was 240,000 metric tons of corn to Egypt, or not to Egypt, but to Saudi Arabia. Export sales this morning, very light on the beans, 212 for old crop, only 7,000 metric tons for new crop. Corn, it was okay, 1.1 million, a little bit light, and 150,000 for new crop, again, a little bit light. Wheat wasn't bad, 295 for old crop, 388 for the new crop. I think we rallied overnight maybe because of the Saudi purchases in the corn. The beans rallied. We still had an inside day yesterday on the beans. Today's action so far is an inside day of that. It's certainly possible today or tomorrow we can make a new high in these July beans. But I'm a little bit skeptical about whether we can hold out here or not. I think we're going to be switching a lot of acres into beans. And I think when it's all said and done, we really don't have much of a problem out here. Now, granted, if we've got bad weather, then we've got a problem. It's been wet. It looks like it's going to stay cool and wet here for the most part. There is some talk about a possible freeze up in the northern plains. I don't think that'll be a major factor out here. After all, we've got just a ton of wheat we have to try to work our way through. Some of these corn acres that seem to be having trouble getting in on the east part of the Corn Belt can certainly go into beans. I really think we're going to see a minimum of 1 million to 2 million acres get put into beans with the corn-bean ratios up to where they're at. So, you know, I think you got to be looking to sell rallies in here. Now, next week, if we start higher next week, have a good close Monday, Tuesday, then I'd say I'm wrong and that prices are going to move higher. That despite the fundamentals really not justifying it, that the funds are going to push this thing to levels that we probably shouldn't be at. Keep in mind, in 1988, when we had no rain in May, no rain in June, and temperatures were 100 degrees, we pushed beans up to 1099 and a half, I think was the high. So we're pushing those kind of levels out here with no drought, no major problems. So I find it hard to justify this kind of lofty level out here. But on the other hand, we're not breaking hard off of it either. So we'll see where the next couple of days brings us. Pretty critical in terms of trading, in my opinion. And that's really it. If you have any questions, give me a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.